On today's Lely Radio Sports page, we get to know Knoxville girls soccer senior player, Paige McMurray. Let's get to know Paige from the Knoxville girls soccer team. Right when you get to the soccer field, what do you have to do? Is there something you've got to go through besides the normal warm-up and everything?
I usually always have to put my pre-wrap in my hair, and it needs to be tight. It can't be loose, because if it falls out of my hair, that's just really not going to work. And I always have to tape my wrist because of my bracelet, and so I always make sure I get those two done before I go out and play.
Well, taping down the hair, especially on a day we're recording this, which is windy. Warm-up song, is there a song that you like to warm up to?
No, I just shuffle my playlist, and whatever plays, and it usually just gets me hype. So,
what is on your playlist? I mean, is it just kind of a variety?
Yeah, I have one big playlist full of all genres of music, and I just listen to basically anything.
And there's really no favorite or favorite artist?
Not really, not off the top of my head.
Oh, a post-game meal or restaurant you like to go to?
I went to Mexican last night, and that one always is so good.
All right. Favorite holiday?
Christmas.
Just because everybody's there, you get all the presents, get to see the lights.
Yeah, I love Christmas.
Other high school sports and activities you're a part of besides soccer?
I'm in Student Senate, Camera Club, National Honor Society, and then I'm a junior and senior class officer.
Well, that's a pretty full plate there. Best high school sports memory?
Probably our goose chase last year during soccer season.
Okay, explain that. Goose chase, what is that?
It's like, we get like prompts and we have to drive around town and like take pictures with whatever the prompt is. It's really fun.
Okay. And is it a wild one, like a wild goose chase?
Oh, yeah.
When you were younger, what did you want to be when you grew up, and what about now? Has it changed?
Yeah, when I was younger, I wanted to be a flight attendant. And now I've realized that I want to be away from home. So now I just want to do something where I can stay put, stay here, not travel far.
So you haven't really decided yet on what you want to do, or just kind of keeping your options open?
I'm going to school for marketing, so something in that social media maybe.
That's a wide range if you get into marketing. I know you've got at least one sibling, because I covered her several years ago, but you know, other siblings besides your sister Peyton, and how do you get along with them?
Just Peyton. We get along really well. Our relationship's definitely grown since we've gotten older. And I love her so much. She's the best.
Hawkeyes or Cyclones?
Hawkeyes.
And I believe Peyton went to Iowa, didn't she?
You and I.
Oh, you and I.
Yeah.
Okay, close enough. Is there any favorite moment from a Hawkeye game that you might have attended or seen on TV?
I just went to an Iowa women's basketball game this year with my dad and my sister, and it was really fun.
How different was that by not seeing a certain player out on the court?
It was a little strange, but it was still really fun to watch them play.
And they were still pretty good, made the NCAA tournament, won a game too. Where is the best vacation you've ever been on, and what made it so great?
Just last week when I went to Mexico with my two best friends.
And that was a recent spring break at Knoxville, so that's a good trip. One place you want to travel to see that you've never been to?
Turks and Caicos. I really want to go. It's so pretty there.
Is that like a tropical area, or where exactly is that?
Yeah, it's like south of Florida, I believe. It's so pretty. It's really tropical.
Okay, yeah, go somewhere warm, of course. Any pets, and if so, tell us about them.
I have two cats. Their names are Dwight and Clark, and if you're an Office fan, you should know where those names are from. We're big Office fans in our house, so they both got a name from there.
And what type of cats are they? Are they, just regular short hair cats?
Yeah, just little tabby cats that showed up at our house.
Okay. Well, you mentioned The Office. Is that maybe the last TV show you binged watched?
Oh, yeah. We watch that all the time in our house.
Midnight snack, what's your go-to?
Cheez-Its.
Cheez-Its, huh? Okay. If you could go on a shopping spree at any store, where would it be?
Probably Barnes & Noble.
Get some good books to read?
I could get so many books.
That you're one of the first kids to say Barnes & Noble. A lot of them go Lululemon or, some of the athletic stores. But, hey, I've been to a Barnes & Noble. I've gotten a lot of books there, so good on you on that. What is the top thing on your bucket list?
Probably just to travel and, see a lot of places that I've always wanted to see.
Famous person in history you want to spend a day with? They can be living or not.
Simone Biles.
And why Simone Biles? Is it just what she's accomplished and been through?
Yeah, I love watching gymnastics. It's my favorite sport to watch, and she's the GOAT of gymnastics. She's the best. I love her.
Yeah, I would agree with that. If you could play another sport that you currently don't participate in, what would it be?
Probably volleyball. I used to play when I was younger, but I quit. And then I would still play, but it's really fun.
It looks fun, and I believe your sister played volleyball, did she?
Yes, she did.
Yeah, she's pretty good at it. And that was a Let's Get to Know with Knoxville Girls Soccer Senior Paige McMurray on today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS.